Welcome to a deeper look in the book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where I pastor none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will be continuing a series out of 1 Kings chapter 9. So get close to your radio and listen now as Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. takes a deeper look in the book.
Yeah, raise for to build the house of the Lord and his own house, and Milo and the walls of Jerusalem, and Hazor and Medego and Gezer. For Pharaoh, he it is, king of Egypt, had gone up and taken Gezer and burned it with fire and slain the Canaanites that dwell in the city and given it for a present unto his daughter Solomon's wife. Wait a minute now. How in the world Pharaoh getting back in the picture? Solomon done married Pharaoh's daughter? And see, back in Bible days, it wasn't so much about looks as it was about arrangements. Kings would make arrangements like that. That way Solomon is going to think twice about attacking Pharaoh. Why is that? See, that's dad-in-law. See, that's family now. Oh, my goodness. Somebody said there's no problems like family problems. But then the Bible said don't go back to Egypt. Look, I think it's, look here at Isaiah 31. Look at Isaiah right quick at Isaiah 31, because some ain't right about this picture here. Some ain't adding up. Because I know this wisest man ought to knew this. Look at what the Bible says, Isaiah 31 and verse number 1. Wait a minute. It's a wonder my throat is getting. My reader at? Where's my reader at? Where's my reader at?
Isaiah 31, verse 1. Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help and stay on horses and trust in chariots because they are many, and in horsemen because they are very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord.
You see the problem? What's the problem? God says, I don't want you to go to Egypt. Why? Cause of what? Help me out, somebody. They're not trusting God, and what else? They trust in idols and stuff, but y'all are missing it. You're missing it. God is a jealous God. He don't care if you're going to Egypt, Assyria. He don't care where you're going. Anybody other than him? See, what's the first commandment of the Ten Commandments? Thou shalt have no other God. God said, I come first. You don't go and talk to nobody else till you talk to me. And then when you talk to me, that's it. Hello, somebody. You know how you feel when somebody even done came and talked to you and asked you for advice, but they didn't take your advice. They went over here and talked to somebody. You just get upset when you find out. Now, wait a minute. What they doing going on? I'm their mama. I'm their daddy. Hello, somebody. God says, I'm a jealous God. And he said, I don't want you going into Egypt, because when you get down there in Egypt, you're going to thank that Pharaoh and them is better than us because they got some chariots and you ain't got no chariots. You think that they chariots are better than you? See, that's our problem today. That's our problem today. What's taking our country down? We think that foreign cars are better than American cars. We think made in China is better than made in America. Or made in Japan, or made in the, rather than made in the U.S. of A. And so now we're saying, hey, we can't beat them, so now let's go ahead and join them. So we're going to outsource all of our jobs and then turn our world, our country, into a third world country. Because we're thinking that theirs is better than ours. God says, I don't want that. I don't want you to be thinking like that. Say, I don't care how bad your situation is. Stay right there. If that's what God told you to stay, stay right there. You may say, but ain't nothing out here because this is a desert land. Listen, how many of you know that God will take a desert land and turn it into a watery land? How many of you know, what did he do for Moses and them? Moses and them for 40 years, they didn't have no Kroger stoves out there, but God fed them 40 years in the wilderness. They didn't have no clothing stores out there, no Macy's or Mervyn's out there. But the Bible say their shoes never even wore out. Hello, somebody. See, whenever you start looking at somebody else, you start looking at that person as higher than you and better than you. And you start getting into this thing that we very seldom preach about is covetousness. But that's the number one sin in the church. It's covetousness. You can be feeling real good about your old car. I mean, you got a car 15 years old. You feeling real good until somebody else in the church get a brand new car now. And don't let it be a sister or a brother or a cousin or somebody you work with. Hello, somebody. Because now you got to see them every time you come into choir practice. Driving that pretty car. Make me sick. They think they better than everybody else. Well, they may not be, but the car is. But we valuing the car a little bit too much. Don't your car do the same thing? Didn't it bring you here? See, whether you got here tonight even, whether in a Cadillac or whether you got here in a Ford, you got him. You ought to be praising God. You got him. Because all this stuff, we got to leave it here. It ain't going to heaven. It ain't going to make no trip. No, they don't have no van line trucks bringing. They don't have no 18-wheelers taking our belongings to heaven. Somebody said, you've never seen a hearse behind a U-Haul. You think about it. You ain't never seen that happen. No. And if they do, it ain't gonna do them no good. It's just for the people to see and for the family to fight over. Hello, somebody. Let's go on a little bit further. Let's go a little bit further. Look. When you read the rest of chapter 9, you'll find out that he got in with the nations. Now, notice, he was friends with Haran. He was friends with Egypt and Pharaoh then. And now all the nations. What's happening to Solomon? What's happening to him? Can you see what's happening to him? He done picked up the world's method. The world's method is the kings would try to do intermarrying and things like that. That way you think twice before you attack that nation, because now we family and stuff. That's what Solomon is doing. Solomon's trying to get in friends with all of the nation. Wait a minute, did he have to do that? See, so often we forget about how we made it to where we are. How did you get to where you are? You got there by following the Bible. Solomon got there and built this magnificent building that folks coming all over the world to see. Now it looks like he done forgot about God. And now he's changing his method. Don't change your method. Don't change your method. Don't change your method. Now, that would be just like us. The Lord done allowed us to build this beautiful building. And there are some things that are the Bible way. Some things that we said we're not going to do and we hadn't done. But let's say, since this is our 20th year, let's change our methods. Let's start getting a little bit more modern and start being like the rest of the world of churches. What you think will happen? Huh? What you think will happen? I'm going to start being a cool preacher. I used to preach with a shirt and tie on every week. That's gone. I'm going to put me some baggy pants on, and we're going to start having some hip-hop music, and rather than the choir coming in from the back, we're going to run through these doors, and they're going to be just as hip-hoppy looking just like me. And we're going to sing some hip-hop songs. Hello, somebody. I mean, you got some hip-hop churches, so we're going to change our church to being hip-hop. Hello, somebody. And I got to jazz up my language, you know. I got to jazz it up a little bit. Amen. So we're going to make it X-rated up in here. Oh, wait a minute. I done heard some of these mega pastors, they use some... Oh, my mama would make me wash my mouth out. And that's the way a lot of them are going. Don't y'all think we can do that too? Amen. Amen. Y'all don't want to keep up with the world? You see, now I would look like a fool, wouldn't I? Now God done brought us, done showed us when we used to come here, Sister Wibbert and I in the bars on Wednesday night, we was wondering who gonna show up for Bible study. We were just happy to hear somebody drive up out there on the rocks. We didn't have no payment, and then we just went quiet. Okay, they're getting out. I heard the door close. You think they're coming in? They ought to be in by now. You better go check. Did they leave? You see what I'm now? Now, God done brought us from nothing. Some pastors don't have even this much on Sunday morning, less than on Wednesday night. This is a good Sunday morning crowd up in here. Now, I would be a fool to turn around. Wonder, I would be a fool to turn around knowing I can't be cool. I couldn't be cool at 18. They used to call me country at 18.
Now, I'm twice, almost three times that age now, and trying to be cool. Hello, somebody. Oh, let's go on a little bit further. Can we go a little bit further? All right. What do the Bible tells us about dangerous friends in 2 Corinthians 6:14? Do any Bible scholars know that? 2 Corinthians 6:14. Because the Bible tells us, it gives us a warning. 2 Corinthians 6:14. You know it. You already know it. All right, we got a sister right here that's knowing. All right. Come on, help us, sister.
2 Corinthians 6:14 says, sufficient to such a man is this punishment which was afflicted of many.
Is that 2 Corinthians 6?
Oh, that's 2, I'm sorry. I can't read. Sometimes I can read.
That's all right. We praying for you.
Yeah. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness?
Amen. Give that sister a hand. Let's encourage her. You can read. Amen. Bless you. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. See, most of the time we just quote that as it relates to hooking up in a relationship. But it's just talking about in your everyday affairs. Be careful. You don't have to do what the world do. The world have to try to be friends with everybody. You don't have to try to be friends with everybody. No, that's why I was, talking about that on Sunday on Facebook. You know you ain't got no 1,000 friends. You already know that. 1,000 friends. Soon as you key your name in and stuff, somebody of them, they fax back to you. Not fax, they type back to you. Me and Tim is friends. You don't even know me. That's the first time we type. Hello, somebody. Anybody know what I'm talking about? It takes a long time to develop a friendship. It takes years. As a matter of fact, you probably got 5 good friends at most. And you remember the definition I gave about a friend, how you can tell? How can you tell a friend? Who shows up when you get ready to move? That's how you know. Amen. They don't mind even using their old car. Amen. Put it, tie the mattress on the top. You can use this car. See, that's a friend right there. That's a friend. They're trying to help you out. See, you hold this side, and I'm going to hold this side. You can drive like that, can't you? That's a friend. Amen. But be careful in hooking up with worldly friends. See, you as a believer, you got to learn how to say no. Yeah. Because see, the thing about folks who's not Christians, they into phileo friendships. They ain't into agape friendship. They into phileo friendship. In other words, I scratch your back. Huh? In other words, it's a scrang attach. Amen. So you got to be careful. You got to be careful with them kind of. There's always a scrang. Amen. Whether you see it or not. Amen. That's a scrang attack. Then Solomon messed up with some destructive goals. Destructive goals. That's chapter 10. That's chapter 10.
Look at his goals. Now, his goals up until now was kind of focused on the Lord. But right now, look at verse 14, chapter 10. Let's see what he's thinking about. What is he thinking about? I know Queen of Sheba showed up with some hard questions. The first 12 verses, it talks about Queen of Sheba showed up, boy. And she showed up. She was trying to impress him. She showed up with a whole bunch of stuff. She was going to show Solomon, I got just what you got. But the Bible said when she showed up, she saw what Solomon had, she fainted. And she said, a half wasn't even told. Said, this man got so much. Now, Queen of Sheba, now this lady was like the Bill Gates of her day. Notice what Solomon was into, verse 14. Look at this verse. I don't know if y'all ever noticed this. It says, now the weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 603 scores and 6 talents of gold. In other words, 3.83 billion dollars worth of gold. That's just in 1 year. He just made that in 1 year. That's just on the gold. That's just on the gold dealing. But did you notice this? Look. In 1 year was 600, 3 scores, 6 talents. 666. Do you see how the coded language is there? Do you see the devil is working in the background? See, remember the devil showed up with Jesus saying, I give you all this. All you got to do is just bow down, brother, and worship me. Don't you know the devil will give you whatever you want, your heart desire, if you just give him what he wants? Huh? Do you see that how Satan is subtle here? And God is trying to speak to Solomon, but Solomon ain't getting it. Now, I don't care if you bring me something and I see it show up 666, I say, that's enough right there. No, that I don't want that. No, you can take that back. I don't want nothing that's got 666 on it. I don't care how many millions or billions this is. Take that back. I don't want no 666. Hello, somebody. What would you do? Somebody brought you 600,606 dollars. And say, here it is. Look at that. Oh, we. Did you see that? Oh, we. Come on. You can take one back and just change that one. That's all I need. Make it 665. No.
Bread of life sent down.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book. Yeah.